The valley sees around 300 days of sunshine a year on average. Seattle, by contrast, has more than 200 days of heavy clouds each year. But new research shows that regardless of how sunny or cloudy the place you live, you're probably not reaching into the medicine cabinet for sunscreen. The study from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows around 14% of men and almost 30% of women say they regularly put sunscreen on their face and other exposed skin. Dawn Holman is a behavioral scientist with the CDC's Division of Cancer Prevention and Control and the study's lead author.
We have looked at sunscreen use among U.S. adults in the past, and what was unique about this study is we were specifically looking at sunscreen use on the face versus other exposed skin. So similar to findings from previous studies we've done, we found that most adults really aren't using sunscreen regularly when they're outdoors in the sun for an hour or more. But we also noticed that there are some differences in use on the face versus other exposed skin. So, for example, as you might expect, especially among women, we see that some people are regularly using sunscreen on their face, but not really using it to protect other parts of their body that may be exposed.
Why do you think that is, that people would pay more attention to putting sunscreen on their face, but not their arms or legs or anything like that?
The study doesn't specifically get at that question, but we do have some ideas as to why that might be. One is that we did see that pattern mostly among women, and you'll notice that there are a lot of personal care products on the market these days that are targeting women, are for use on the face, and do have an SPF. Usually it's like an SPF of 15 or so. So we suspect that some people are just regularly using a product that happens to contain sunscreen. The other piece of this is that regular sunscreen use does help to prevent premature skin aging. So this includes wrinkles and age spots. And so you would imagine that a lot of people are very focused on reducing skin aging on the face.
Did the report look at geography at all as far as whether people in a place like Arizona, which is sunny so often, are more or less likely to use sunscreen than people in like Maine, for example?
Well, our sampling methods didn't allow us to look specifically state by state, but we did look at sunscreen use by region. And basically what we noticed is that there weren't a whole lot of regional differences in sunscreen use among women, but we saw slightly lower use of sunscreen among men in the Midwest compared to men in other regions of the U.S.
Do you think this is a matter of people like actively deciding not to put on sunscreen or just not thinking about it?
You know, I think there are a number of potential barriers to sunscreen use. Interestingly, in this recent study that we published, we found that sunscreen use was associated with household income. So we noticed that people who had lower household incomes were less likely to regularly use sunscreen. And that suggests that simply the cost of sunscreen could be a barrier for some. And then there are other issues as well. People may not see themselves at risk for skin cancer, or they may think skin cancer is not that big of a deal and, oh, it's just something that older people get that can be cut off. But in truth, skin cancer can be deadly and it is a very serious and costly disease to treat.
How do the results that you found in this report as far as percentages of people using sunscreen compare to earlier ones that you've done?
They're pretty consistent. Sunscreen tends to be one of the more common forms of sun protection used, but the numbers we found were still consistent. I mean, it's still very low, and most Americans aren't using sunscreen regularly. So the results really weren't a surprise by any means.
Dawn Holman is a behavioral scientist with the CDC's Division of Cancer Prevention and Control. She was also the lead author on the latest study on sunscreen use in the U.S. Dawn, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
We also wanted to know if these results match what Arizona experts have seen, since several cities here are among the sunniest in the country. For that perspective, we turn to Lisa Qualley, health educator for the University of Arizona Skin Cancer Institute.
I think a lot of people use sunscreen, but I just don't think that it is at the forefront of their mind all the time. I think when people are planning on going out for a long amount of time and they're going to be outside for extended periods, they're more likely to put it on and be more serious about using sunscreen because they probably all had sunburns in their life and know that it's really a necessary thing to do. But I do believe that probably on a day-to-day basis, people aren't really thinking about using it because most people, they're not out for long periods of time on a normal, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so they don't feel like they need it as much as on those days that they're going to be out for a long time.
So as far as people not putting on sunscreen just to sort of go on about their daily lives, do you think it's a matter of they don't think about it, they don't think they need it, or they're making a conscious decision, I'm not going to do it?
I think they don't realize how important it is. You know, if you just go out over the course of a day and you're out maybe 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, you're getting the ultraviolet exposure from the sun, but you're probably not getting an immediate sunburn the way you would if you were going out for the whole day, when people would probably remember to wear sunscreen more.
Can you envision a time where this doesn't have to be a constant message, where people just know, you know, okay, you get up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you wash your face, you put on sunscreen, and then you go out and do whatever you're going to do?
I think it's possible. I think we've got a lot of work ahead of us. I think we've come a very long way. You know, if you look at what people knew 10 years ago about the relationship between the sun and skin damage and skin cancer, it's definitely gotten better. The awareness is much higher than it used to be. Sunscreens are better. They are more protective than they used to be, and people are using sunscreen more than they used to. I think one thing that needs to happen is the concept of what is beautiful has to change. You know, right now, Americans really do value a tan. They don't see it as the damage that it is. They see it as a sign of beauty. So that needs to change, and also, our fashions have to change. You know, if you look back 100 years ago at what people were wearing when they went to the beach, I mean, they were covered from head to toe. That was the style back then, and now the style is just very different. I do see a lot more kids and adults actually wearing more sun-protective bathing suits that have, you know, shirts and little shorts as opposed to just bikinis or, you know, no top. So the fashions are changing a little bit as well, which will help tremendously in protecting people from skin cancer and too much sun exposure.
Lisa Qualley is health educator for the University of Arizona Skin Cancer Institute. Lisa, thank you.
Thank you so much.